Magical Caves. The Enchanted Castle by Peter Godhart. Translated by Amelie Bischoff. Narrated by Catherine Moran for Saga. Hi, my name is Anna, but my friends call me Pop, or Plop if they are mad at me. I love music and singing and dancing. Hi, people call me Maine, but my real name is Siri. I love animals, all kinds of animals. My biggest wish is to get a horse. Hi, I'm Stick, but my real name is Caroline. I love reading and watching movies. I'm the one who makes sure we never get into too much trouble. I'm also the one who is telling you the stories of our adventures. In our town, there is an old house that everyone calls the castle. It is a very strange place, where the most unbelievable things can happen. 1. Maine sighed deeply. "Ugh, I just cannot make it look right," she said. It was the last lesson in school, art. The three of us were sitting by our own table in the corner, so we could talk while we were drawing. Maine was drawing a horse. She almost always does that. I do not know anyone who is crazier about horses than she is. "I started with the mane," she said. "It turned out all right. The eye is okay too, but then it went wrong." She turned the drawing towards me. "It looks pretty nice," I said, to be kind. But she was right. It had gone wrong. I mean, if Frankenstein's monster was a horse, this is probably what it would look like. "Face it, Maine," Pop said. "You are never going to be a horse painter." Pop was busy with the crayons herself. Orange, violet, bright red, and bright yellow almost splashed around on the paper. "Nice colours. What is it supposed to be?" I asked curiously. "Music," she answered. "I heard a great track this morning. You can really see what it sounded like, right?" Maine crumpled up her drawing and started a new one. In the same moment, our teacher, Klaus, came to our table. "Can you help me?" I asked. "I want to draw Snowball, but..."
"A snowball? Do you mean a snowman?" he said.
"No, it is my dog. His name is Snowball," I explained, "because he is all white and fuzzy. But the paper is also white, and when I try to draw his fur, it only turns into a lot of small lines. There is no dog inside, if you understand."
"Furry animals are difficult," Klaus said. "Maybe you should go about it in a different way. Do not focus on making it look right. Use the paper to express what you are feeling."
"Draw what I am feeling," I thought. That is easy for him to say. But then I had an idea. I grabbed the crayons and drew a big red heart with sunbeams to all sides. That is exactly how I feel when Snowball comes running to me.
"Stick is in love," Pop laughed. "Why don't you kiss Snowball on the nose?" Maine said. "Then maybe he will turn into a prince."
"Get a grip," I said. But there was no stopping Pop.
"Do you know this one?"
she asked and started singing. "I love my dog, Nana."